With great honor, I invite our Yafra, my wife, to come and minister unto us the word of God. Number 1. So on fine ya mia seminum embray.
Soil. Oh Lord, plant your word in our hearts. The word that is the light on our path. The word that when it is hidden in our hearts, we do not sin against you. We come here not for pleasure or anything, but oh God, to amount your word faithfully in our hearts, so that when you live in us, our lifestyle will change. We will exude your righteousness in all dimensions of our lives. And oh God, we will walk faithfully with you as your people did in the word, and focus on the hope of glory. Now you, Satan and your people, you who always meet when God's people meet, you who bring chaos in the midst of God's people, I am a child of God, and by his authority in me, I ask you to surrender and subdue. Move far from God's people as we have met to talk about God's word. Let every soul that is here get their portion of God's word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
This time around, when Yav knocked on my family's door, we couldn't say one should go and one should stay. We both got up, picked up all our stuff and followed. Yav. What the bechame is and say brofono ebetinia doors. So mebo me humodin na ma translati ewo chimu kaka kaka. Mijinya midi se chi kaka meka biano. Me mame nom ne me papa nom benya omo chefa ene. Uji dia Jesu amen.
Amen.
Ya sempanyo mo no 265. It's in link with our theme of today, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And I just want to read the first stanza. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, yeah, my mini thing, the main thing, that see, say abiding in Christ as a young adult for his glory. Your first reading, which we took from Colossians 1:27, and I took it upon myself to read the whole Colossians chapter 1. In summary, there is a mystery, a revelation that in our time, God has revealed unto us. What a privilege. Mystery. Adia ehinta, ehinta sema, yemri inso, onyankupon adanedi, na washa yembose, se yen nante onase mua, onu nyameno, ebe nam yemu, otna yemu, no nam yemu, e yini huedi, achre amansain. It talks about Paul, who was telling the Gentiles as the supreme mystery that God reveals himself to us, through us, and by us. Paul being all about the church. Yeah, Papa Paul dear. Na asafono and our church led us to admonish, correct, comfort, encourage. That was his heartfelt duty. Apparently, it has become ours now. As a church, we are the church. Individually, the church. Together, the church. Yeni asafono. Wawone asafono. Washe yembose. Yeni pedianumpo yena sorry fee. Our body is the temple of God. Colossians, honu ye ken kayaba. Okay, kind baby. Now, bet you who said your goal be ahead of us. Onipa does any say, oh, bow bra. Now, at every instance or every stage of your life, you have no goal. You might as well sleep and eat and dine and wine. But then you set goals, short term goals, long term goals, and you work accordingly. This is how you discipline yourself. This is how you understand the sacrifices you are making. And so Paul's life exemplifies this character, which is godly. A life without godliness is lived in vain. And unti Paul, ennam, Colossians, first chapter, niso chireyen se, go bida e Christofweni. Yapini siya ye di nina. Yakoda ne nina. Ekukushia siye nina. Ya shifom na ya sorry. Na ya peja yeti. Ya nyoma ya to inese. Ya maye niso chere mepo. Hina ya muwe fri beba. Ya muwe fri asafwera. Deho neba. Paul encourage ye inse. There is a goal ahead of us. Which is the hope of glory. Amen. The hope of glory. Enunti oshe nyankupon mase. Amen. We shall not give up at any stage in our lives. Amen. We go to the second reading, which was taken from 2 Corinthians 3:18. Aha, nyamia semchire and say, there shall be transformation of the children of God. Sana whom one be repeating what Romans 12:2, where God's power will transform us. Unveiling all veils and changing of images to see and be overwhelmed with his glory. There was a preaching here that Yemami Penny Vako Enna O preachy here is still very much on my heart. Where she explained the glory of God. It is in so many chapters in the both the old and the new. That's yeah. Reading third one, the magnification and how bright and how shiny and how overwhelming the glory of God is. Ye ni patsu way any ye niwa way any ye tibia cannot take it in. I just said onu Christo nuti ye mu. Now what transform me an image to be like him in his presence, to be able to accumulate or accommodate that kind of glory. yentimi mfa bone honam wei go near it. If any of you want to imagine how I feel here right now, I probably should put my name where Moses said, Abna, Abna, you nasem pabwa, nasasi awujina sone yasase kubu. That's how I feel now. The holiness in the presence of God may make all of us feel that way. So in order for us to be able to surrender in God's glory and be like Him, Christ has to be in us. I will say, yes, to Christ, no, tiemu. No, best society, if in ni pati biemu, yem bonimu. Am I a yes or no, no? Ye best no. Say, yes, to Christ, nyame banoba. Ye best no. Say, yes, to Christ, nyame banoba. Line be to us, so you're fair, no, Sabre. He is perfecting us. Sabre. If he say, yeah, best say no. Yet, to us, so why you can't kind of man that tossle me and son. Yehunu wa suma funyuma etinson chichemwedio nunu. If you have the time for this week, I would encourage, say, wanopa anywhere you may be. Take it upon yourself and read Acts chapter 7. It will help your Christian journey so much. It is all about Stephen. It is all about Stephen, who faithfully stood before the Sanhedrin and defended the word of God. Take time and meditate on Acts chapter 7. Ya die eneno ya tam 55 no. Ah na Stephen ato no say ye be sina bo. Na onya sa huto suono esan say there was a vision clearly, vividly opened before Stephen. Saying the main reason and the hope that we are enduring these times for. Apparently, there would be so many things we would let go. There would be so many things we may not cry as much as we do. There would be so many moments we would not be that weary. But because the enemy throws forgetfulness at us, because the enemy knows what we are striving for. Enunti obuya bem otonyare wa maye ekukushi asie wetimi wa kame mefanche o interruptie every stage of our lives, and then we backslide, we fall. But because we are the righteous people, God has perfected us. When the righteous falls 7 times, he would rise up again. Enunti asoma fone umano Stephen Mayehun say he was focused, gazed steadily into heaven, the vision that was open to him just as he was being stoned. Omudientia o defended the word of God. Omudientia wabria kanya miasem. He is going to be transformed and changed to be the amazing, awesome, glorifying God. Therefore, it is all worth it. Therefore, it is all worth it. Mr. Obadie Nyame say, Ometna yemu, Christa oti yemu, and reveal himself in our daily lifestyles so that we will persevere, endure. Our character would show the Christ living inside of us. In all our ways, we will submit to him because we know why we are going to be transformed to be like Christ at the end of it all. I just want to explain the word hope. A feeling of expectation or desire for a certain thing to happen.
Obia wo expectations. Ye wiase mu hapo. Ye wo expectations and desires. She no be ka se. Ye ni da bibi so. We ni da bibi so a. On sori anopa ho ma chi mbiare. Into ka. Out of the comfort of your home and go to work. We ni da bibi so. Se na wo chi da wie ye no. Ye be tia wo ka. Ye ni da bibi so. Se after this life we will be rewarded. After all the sacrifice, we will be rewarded. Nyame be sheye nyonyam. Papa, I will see oja yeho, na wakosisi baby amaye. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you. Edi ebe kwe wye pa. Nyame ma, yenkoswa na yenkoso. Do not give up. Persevere, endure, strive for the goal. It will all be worth it. God in his glory cannot be compared or equalized with anything human mind can comprehend. Our hope is to be glorified with him at the end of it all. We shall change to be like him. Such reward is matchless, and one can hold on to this hope steadfastly. Nanka Christopher de ye pillars, ye strong pillars, any odo GDA and any da swo. Na ho tri tre muno, mama ma yeti asye se basri fonchia asumjen kamo. Em samu mami bi asumjen kamo. And na last week ye defi hako fi ure fia makayo misro and edi maure mfi se pentacles fonchia. Christ in you. Emi se basre nani ebetna. Pentacles ni yenko. Nanso omunchi adie yebesia. Christ in you. Faith comes by hearing and the hearing the word of God. Christ in you for the last time. Emi se ye need a swaboto. Nanso eyemi pai bose ene yebefi nyami fie hano. Na yatsi asie se. You need a sword, and it's far greater a reward than what our human mind can ever comprehend. Amen. May be a conclusion, and I would like to emphasize on the point that when Christ comes to live in us, we come to unify with God. That is the only way that man can be unified with God. Se Kristo ametna ye mua. Me mini wa ene mi fiha. Na papa yete kase minye bibia metrima no kakara. Enke mfa. Aji se Kristo betna mi mu. Na me kai se me pese mi ye se Yesu. Ansana ma yese tie. Ansana ma breme huase. Ansana me dena sem. Abo me bra. Are you ready to unify with the Almighty God? Are you ready to open your heart? Make room in your hearts so Christ will live in you. So you can live a life worth the ultimate reward. Yaf. Yaf. For the last time. Yaf. I say, ya kani na ma ye ne ye mame nom, ye papa nom, ya dofu e ne ye shie muwaha. Ye ndiye kakra omode ka honi abiding in Christ as a young adult for his glory. Abide. Se uko school ni ye kase school a ukwe. You are going to abide by every rule and follow the rules. Naturally se uni choice. The rule ni say siesta AS 6 p.m. You are going to sleep. Se siya baby aye do no. It looks like praise before you na ampeni fort na say no muhu say. Ufi children service a ubeko JY. Ufi JY ya ni eshira o na uko YPG. Na ufi YPG a na se wakansin say muhu say uko women's fellowship and na se men's fellowship. So with the wisdom of God, they decided to put us there. We've become a very vital key generation. Asafu ne me baye adwen se se ye frɛ yaf wo adwuma bia mu a ɔhye wo bi bɛm yaf ɔmunko anagye so nti na kye se ɔhye wo bi wa ha because of yaf yenye ya ade kwa yenam nyame asɛm mu. We abide in the word of God because we are looking at you, our mothers. We are looking at you, our fathers. And we want to mentor the generation after us. We cannot do it except when we abide in Christ. We cannot do it except Christ dwells in us. How are we making room for Christ? And yet 40 days here, train we are. This is America. Near the branch, near the lunch, near the snack bio, near pe bibi kakra chai enu, the coffee drinkers, near pe refreshers kakra. Na later ya ye dinner, near ye sweet after meals. E duyane for honam ne die, bebre. Nan so, humu no. Ya ne komu di ye. How is Christ going to live in us? How are we abiding in Christ, Yaf? Do you remember to eat the word when you are eating for the body? Nyame asem enebe makwan ama Kristo atena wo mu. Obi ani ha, obekwa kwedi agro obe bia naninka. Sara na Kristo entimin tena wa komemu. When you haven't put his word in there where he is comfortable, you would know Christ through his word. I am encouraging every YAF member to make it a lifestyle when Christ is living in you, in your homes, in your marriages, at your job, nurturing the younger generation after us, being an auntie, being an uncle, being a mom, being a dad, being a child to your parents, your grandparents. Asafui ejina yenso, penifone wasro eshenfinfi ena enketwani diyechi. We cannot disappoint. We just cannot disappoint. We need to focus, gaze steadily in heaven, just as Stephen did. In conclusion, what do you want to say? Ne, be a na ibia ube pie na. The next time I'll bet you'll see. Oh, in futura bomo, wan kai biyo me paucho. Ye wakuma ready and take this home today. As I conclude, you are a child of God. Christ lives in us through abiding by his word. His word is him, and abiding by the word is abiding by him. Through that, his word is gradually perfecting us in Christ. We are definitely, he has assured us that we are going to be perfected in Christ. And through that, our hope of being glorified with God will come to pass. Amen. Amen. King of kings, Lord of lords, that I am, that I am. Asemu makwa. Asemba ebechichi ere. Ya dansoa ebinyani yen. Na yeni apa ye huso soa ebe kenya ye. Ura wa semaba, yen pa ebone sema, ni meye ni awo suma ye se emeye. You called and we came just as we are. We cannot live and go home just as we are. Transform us. Help us be like you. Come live in our hearts. And live the Christ-like life through our actions and conducts. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.